Being stuck at home all day has led many people to feel they should get more done, get their side hustle going, learn to play the piano, get in shape. Social media may fuel or heighten this pressure as people see others post their goals online. Carrie Durwood is a nutritionalist specialist at Utah State University, and she says this pressure is often unhealthy.
Right at the beginning, there were a lot of people talking about how this is great, we're going to get so much done, we're all going to be organized. But the reality is like, this isn't a vacation, this isn't free time.
If you've been laid off from work, Durwood says you will be dealing with the stress of loss of income while at home. People who are home with children will deal with that stress. And working from home, no matter your situation, has a lot of challenges.
But I don't think people should feel pressured to improve themselves during this time. I think instead we should try to think about it more as surviving, because that's really what everybody's trying to do, is survive the quarantine.
Zuri Garcia is a mental health counselor at Utah State University and agrees with Durwood.
I think it can be fun, and we can actually become their cheerleaders, especially like through social media, you know. But what sometimes happens is that we get that sneaky feelings of what we should be doing and make up stories that bring us shame and guilt.
As an antidote to that shame and guilt, Garcia recommends practicing mindfulness.
And the basic idea is that of being in the now, in the present moment, rather than in the past or the future, and can help us figure out the reason for the feeling and then just focus on the present moment without trying to do anything about that feeling.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.